Scientists have long thought that diverse ecosystems like forests, lakes, and streams are especially good at removing pollutants that human activities put in the environment.
But there have been very few direct experimental tests of that hypothesis. And because of the lack of evidence for or against it, I decided that I would begin an experiment in which I manipulated the number of species of algae in 150 stream mesocosms that I had in my lab.
That's University of Michigan ecologist Bradley Cardinale. His study, published in the journal Nature, confirms that biodiversity makes a positive difference in an ecosystem. Cardinale built 150 enclosed plexiglass cases that mimicked real streams. He cultured between 1 and 8 common algae species in each waterway. The tiny microorganisms are important actors in removing pollution from the water. He then exposed the streams to nitrate, a common pollutant from agricultural runoff and auto emissions.
And when nitrate is released in excessive amounts into aquatic habitats, it often promotes blooms of harmful microorganisms, and it can generate hypoxic zones, so-called dead zones, that are depleted of oxygen and no longer able to sustain life.
It took Cardinale 3 years to set up the experiment, run it, and process the data. On average, streams with 8 species were cleaned 4.5 times faster than water with just 1 species. Cardinale says the reason is fairly simple.
What I found is that different species of algae were best adapted to grow in particular types of habitats in the stream. Some of the species of algae were best adapted for growing in high-flow habitats. Others were best adapted for growing in low-flow habitats. And so as you added more and more species to the stream, what happened is that all of these different habitats got filled up, and the stream as a whole became a much better biofilter for this particular nutrient pollutant.
Cardinale says scientists as far back as Charles Darwin in the 1860s proposed that every species plays a unique role in the ecosystem and complements each other.
Basically, the world, and a diverse world, always comes down to having unique niches that allow species to somehow exist with each other. So any system where niche partitioning is a key biological phenomena, the results of the study that I've shown here and its implications for water quality should probably apply.
While Cardinale's study showed that water quality improved in the streams with greater biodiversity, the ecologist notes it did not address how many species would be needed to completely remove the pollutant.
This study suggests it's far more than we previously expected. We previously expected that somewhere between 3 and 5 species was enough to clean nitrate out of soil and water, and this extends those results, or my study extends those results, at least to 8 species where we didn't even begin to see a plateau. So clearly we need more than 8, but there's no theory in the world that would suggest we need every single species to clean up the water. So reality's more than 8, and it's less than the couple of 100 that we find in the stream.
Bradley Cardinale hopes future studies will determine that tipping point. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.